Welcome back to SEC Media Days. Frank Frangie, Hayes Carline. Let's talk Georgia Bulldog football with Sony Michel, terrific running back, one of the two terrific running backs here joining us. Sony, how are you?
I'm doing good.
This is unusual. Two really good running backs at Media Days together. We don't have this. We have a running back and a quarterback and a linebacker. You guys pretty good buddies, you and Nick? Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah, we're pretty good buddies. We're also roommates, good friends off and on the field. Just excited to be here with them so we could just enjoy the process together and have fun.
So Nick announced he was coming back, right? Before you, so what? How did that play into your decision? Did that give you some extra motivation to come back to Georgia?
I think we both had our decisions kind of made up, and he kind of just told me before I told him. So it was just one of those things where it's like, it's crazy, dang, we're both coming back, and it was exciting at the same time.
How did the process go? Not just Nick, for yourself. When do you start thinking about coming out? What made you decide to come back? How does that whole process go, Sony?
You know, as a player, if you're playing so many games as a junior, you're thinking, man, I got a chance to go to the NFL. So your whole mindset is, you know, hopefully one day I could probably leave early and go play in the NFL. And it gets to a point where you kind of got to evaluate yourself. You know, I talked it over with my parents, prayed about it, and just made sure I made the right decisions for me. And ever since I made that decision, it was the best decision.
Jacob Eason obviously got some invaluable experience last year as a true freshman. What strides have you seen out of him in the spring, and what kind of player do you think he'll be this fall for you guys?
Jacob Eason has been doing extremely well. He picked up the role of being a leader. When the coaches is gone, you know, he's been doing extra work, working on his craft. And with 1 year of experience under his belt, I think he'll be doing some great things.
Sony, what's it like when a new coach comes in? You guys have the benefit of your former coach, Mark Richt, a really good guy, and your new coach, Kirby Smart, a really good guy. So you had two, but it's still a transition. What was that like?
It was a tough transition. You know, some guys had some uncertainty. We just had to learn to adjust and adapt and just follow the plan. He's going to come in with a great plan. You know, just trust the process. The University of Georgia, they're going to provide the best head coach for the program, and we just kind of got to buy in.
The Georgia defense has so many guys coming back. Did you see that in spring, that this is a defense that is elevated and can maybe take that next step to really becoming an elite unit?
Oh, yeah. You know, we got a lot of older guys on our defense that play a leadership role, so it's going to help elevate our defense also. And also even on the offensive side of the ball as well. The only player we really lost is Isaiah McKenzie. And just having a whole bunch of senior leadership is going to elevate this team to another level.
Sonny Michel with us, Georgia running back. All right, we're in Jacksonville. There's a big game in Jacksonville every year. That's been tough for you the last few years. Georgia struggled in that game. How important is that game, the Florida-Georgia game, to you, to your players, people on your campus, and what do you have to do to get that thing turned around?
Oh, it's very important. Every game is important, especially SEC, a conference game. You got to win conference games. So as of right now, we're preparing for games like that in the offseason so it could translate over to the season.
What kind of strides have you seen with the offensive line? You guys, that was a unit that kind of struggled at times, lost some players. What kind of growth did you see from that unit in the spring?
I've seen a lot of leadership, you know, a lot of older guys playing that leadership role and, you know, kind of teaching the younger guys, you know, so when the coaches get out there with us, there's nobody, you know, skipping a beat or missing a step. Everybody on the same page and everybody ready to play.
You're polished. You're buttoned up. You got the nice suit on. Has it been fun today? Are you having fun yet?
Oh, yeah. Having a lot of fun.
What's the best part of Media Day? What's the most fun part? You like your suit? Hey, you got a good suit.
Very sharp.
The best part is probably just dressing up, coming out here, being in front of the cameras, looking sharp.
Did you plan the suit, though? I mean, did you go to shopping? Did you plan the whole thing?
Oh, yeah. I went shopping. I just wanted to go traditional, black and white, keep it with the skinny tie.
Love the skinny time.
Let's peek ahead to the combine. How will you sell yourself at the next level? I mean, it seems like your skill set is one that is in high demand as far as being able to do a little bit of everything at a high level. But have you thought about how your skill set will transition to the next level?
Most definitely. As long as I keep working hard, it should translate. You know, just by me playing offense or playing special teams. If I can help in any kind of way, I would more likely be happy to help in that type of way and more happy to provide those type of skills for any team.
Sony Michel, running back from the University of Georgia. I'm digging the skinny tie. Just so you know. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Sony Michel from the University of Georgia at SEC Media Day.